Continuing with Alice, can we speak of forgiveness if we hardly know what was actually done to us and why? And that is the situation we all found ourselves in as children. We couldn't grasp why we were being humiliated, brushed aside, intimidated, laughed at, treated like an object, played with like a doll, or brutally beaten, or both. What is more, we were not even allowed to be aware that all this was happening to us, for any mistreatment was held up to us as being necessary for our own good. Even the most clever child can't see through such a lie if it comes from the mouths of his beloved parents. And if, my comment, as Bentham said, the lie is confirmed on all sides, this is key. Continuing, who after all his parents show him other loving sides as well. He has to believe that the way he's being treated is truly right and good for him, and he will not hold it against his parents. But then, as an adult, he will act the same way toward his own children in an attempt to prove to himself that his parents behaved correctly toward him. Isn't this what most religions mean by, quote-unquote, forgiveness? To chastise children lovingly, quote-unquote, in the tradition of the fathers, and to raise them to respect their parents? But forgiveness, which is based on denial of the truth, and which uses a defenseless child as an outlet for resentment, is not true forgiveness. That is why hatred is not vanquished by religions in this manner, but, on the contrary, is unwittingly exacerbated. The child's intense anger at the parents being strictly forbidden is simply deflected onto other people and onto himself, but not done away with. Instead, because it is permissible to discharge this anger onto one's own children, and my comment, as Rousseau explained, also, and the Plato's tribesmen show us every day, this anger is discharged onto dependent subjects of the global state. Continuing, because it is permissible to discharge this anger onto one's own children, it spreads over the entire world like a plague. For this reason, we should not be surprised that there are religious wars, although such a phenomenon should actually be a contradiction in terms. Genuine forgiveness does not deny anger, but faces it head on. If I can feel outrage at the injustice I have suffered, can recognize my persecution as such, and can acknowledge and hate my persecutor for what he or she has done, only then will the way to forgiveness be open to me. And my comment, what this suggests for us, looking at multiple levels and manifestations of a single injustice, the class system, which, being totalitarian, enmeshes us all in it, betrayal being one of its signature qualities, is that the concept of the state in us, i.e., placing what happened to us in the right context, are gaining the light of truth, may provide the path through this tangle. As we all participate in it and reproduce it, this injustice. This abusiveness is something we all, under class, now do to each other. We stage our small dramas while power stages its big one, telling itself it is the God in the machine, the deus ex machina, the, how do you say it, machina. The power guys as a plot device inserted into our lives, in the staging of which they reveal their compulsions and deepest wish to be perceived as gods and saviors of us, and so justifiably worshipped. I mean, recall Plato being fed to them from an early age, this notion that they are the best, that the philosopher kings are the ones who justifiably should rule over the horde. They have to prove to themselves that they are, in fact, worthy of being treated like a god, essentially, and not as a malevolent force that destroys those who refuse its crafted falseness and choose to honor instead authentic allegiances. But once we see the reality behind the staging, the magnitude of the wrong dwarfs all particular dramas. Affairs are now soul-sized, said Christopher Fry. And by seeing reality, I mean seeing them. The global state statesmen, Plato's tribesmen, seeing their dilemma, their repetition compulsion, and seeing as well that we have become them, that we likewise have been infected with this trauma of class. And while they cannot face their compulsions, while they have no authentic power sources, this is not true of us. We have the continuous support of the ancestors, the earth, and our brothers and sisters, i.e., we have the truth, access to the truth, and we can face them. Seeing reality means seeing that only by our being the emphatic partner can we end this cycle of repetition.